One, let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Renewing Minds Pod. I'm your host, Akilah Smith. Today we're going to try something a little different. I'm not going to use headphones. I just want to see how I like it. The only reason I use headphones is because I like to hear the sound. Like, I don't like to hear any outside noise. I just want to hear what I'm saying. But now that I'm talking, it's not really that bad. It's really not that bad. And another thing I want to... I got cookie crumbs on me. Another thing I want to share with you guys is to subscribe to my other YouTube channel, my vlogs YouTube channel, because on that channel I kind of post videos of now. I have old videos where I'm vlogging, hanging out with my family and stuff like that while I was overseas playing basketball. I have those kind of videos on there, but they're old. But now I'm just uploading videos of like, what am I trying to say? Random videos throughout the week where the Holy Spirit gives me something and I feel led to share. I just put it on that channel. So I really would encourage y'all to subscribe to that channel because, both channels are good, but you get two different sides. Like this side is more formal and I gather notes together and try to let y'all know what I'm learning. And then on the other channel, it's a mixture, but it's also like more personal. So that channel is like more personal. Even though I share personal stuff on this channel as well, the other channel is definitely like more personal. And yeah, I've been uploading videos almost every day because I had to just be real with myself and ask God to... I had to get delivered a little bit more from fear and just really living in my calling. Like I needed the Lord to help me, and he has allowed me to, you know, whenever I feel led, like just turn on the camera. And that's what I've been doing. And so I just thank the Lord for that, because I was going back and forth with that about if I should... if I should just do the podcast, or like, oh, I have so many things I want to share that the Lord is sharing with me that I want to share with other people. But do I hold it in and wait till Saturday or Sunday whenever I record? But it's like, no, you could post at any time. You could post at any time. And so, yeah, that's mainly what I use that channel for. And today, just speaking on that, speaking from that, I watched an episode of B. Simone. She started a podcast. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Her and her best friend, Megan Ashley, they had a podcast that was really good. Actually, I enjoyed watching it, but then they ended up splitting and they have their own separate podcast, and they're both good. I honestly can say that they're both good. And so... before I watched the podcast of B. Simone, her first episode, I was like, because I would go back and watch some of my episodes, and I'm like, where is the personality? Like, some episodes I watch, you can tell, like, you can, like, almost see, what is it? I don't know what it is, but some episodes you can see. Like, if you know me, you know my personality. Like, it's very goofy. I'm very silly. And so when I'm editing and watching my episodes, I'm like, bro, you low-key boring. Like, you're boring. Like, where is the personality? And that's kind of something I've been battling with. Not battling, but asking the Lord to help me. Because I'm a funny person. Like, I love to laugh. I love to crack jokes. So it's like, how do I mix that with trying to be serious about God? Like, I would hate for somebody to come to my channel and see I'm laughing and cracking jokes and think that I don't take the Lord serious. Like, no, I fear the Lord. I love the Lord with all of my heart. But I'm like, where's my personality? Like, I don't want my personality to leave. Like, I don't want to become this serious, like, you know, that's laughing and laughter is beneath me. Like, I don't want to get to that point. So when I was watching her podcast and she was talking about what she, because you guys know B. Simone is a very funny person. And so that made, like, when I watched her do her podcast, I'm like, no, this is possible. Like, it is possible to still be yourself and talk about God. And one of my old teammates, she told me, she was like, you could still be, I forgot exactly what she said, but she was basically saying, like, yeah, you could still be funny and do that. And I was telling her, like, yeah, I haven't changed, but, like, when I look back at the videos, it's like, why is it not showing up? Why is it not showing up in the videos? Why, like, when you guys look at my podcast, does it look like, especially for people who know me, it's like, is the personality there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when I get around people, like, I'm still laughing, I'm still goofy. But when it's time to talk about the Lord, it's like, I want that to kind of show up in a way. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And yeah, so just look, this is going to be a long ride. If it's Lord's will, if it's God's will for me, it's going to be a long ride, and I'm going to be able to, you know, develop. Because if you think about it, I am actually, I'm born again. I'm developing into a new person. I'm developing into who God has called me to be. So of course there are going to be some things that just, you know, no longer serve me, or I can no longer take on this side, stuff that the Lord is cutting out from my life. Some things I used to do that he's like, that's not accepted here in my kingdom. And yeah, so I think personality is important. And I just don't want to get to a point where I just lose who I am. The silly, goofy, like, la, 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 la. Like, I don't want to lose it, y'all. I don't want to lose it, because that's what gets me through, like, laughter, along with Jesus, but laughter and just, you know, being serious about God, but also joking and making people laugh and being a light. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And yeah, that felt good to share, because that's something that I've been talking with God about and just wondering. And that's why it's so important to seek God, but also to be inspired by other people. Like, be inspired by other people who are pursuing God. Like, don't just think that you have it all together. Like, no, look to your brothers and your sisters in Christ and see what they're going on, see what they're going through. Look at their testimonies. And yeah, I was watching something, and Pastor Darby, he said, Christianity is warfare. And I was like, let me write that down. Let me write that down, because that's good. That's good, because I think people may think that, oh, when they come to Christ, or when they start following Jesus, everything is going to be, everything is just going to be everything. Like, you won't experience stuff. You'll be happy all the time. And, ooh, God's going to give me blessings, blessings, blessings. But that's not really, it's warfare. It's like literally warfare. You're fighting with your flesh every day. You're fighting against a real enemy. And it's just warfare. Why? Because we live in a world that is ran by Satan. Satan's world. And that is why God tells us to come out of the world. So, yeah, I just wanted to really make sure I get that out there today. That Christianity is... Christianity is definitely warfare. Dang, I forgot to turn the camera on for there, so I hope it matches up. I forgot to turn the mic on over here. We'll get it together. But yeah, Christianity is warfare. And this brings me to my next point of fasting. thing. Fasting. I love talking about fasting because I think it's so powerful, especially when you look at stuff in the Bible and see what they, like, I'm thinking about the book of Esther when they were getting ready to die and she called on a fast, man. She said, we need to fast and we need to hear from the Lord. Like, fasting has always been a way for a people to get the attention of God. Like, to seek spiritual help. And it's like the one thing that has been so hard for us as Christians to do. And Pastor Darby was saying how you fasting should be a lifestyle. And I was like, you know what? That's my cue. Because I fast every first 3 days of every month. But I gotta, it's time to kick it up. I need to be fasting at least once or twice a week. And then once, twice a week, and then it's going to have to go up again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fasting is important, man. You always want to be able to receive the things of God and just be empty so that you can receive. Like, fasting is just, I know it to be true because I've been doing it, but I definitely can kick it up a notch. And I'm gonna just give you a scripture real quick. Matthew 17:20 says, how about this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So there was a time when the disciples couldn't cast out a devil, and they were asking him why, and he told them that this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. So it's some things that we can't get done. It's some things that we can't get delivered from. It's some things that we some demons that possess us that we can't get out. It's set by prayer and fasting. And so that's why it's important. It's important you fast, because like the flesh is the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so when you fast, it gives you power in the spirit. It gives you power. Like, when you fast and you're telling your flesh, no, we don't get to eat. Yes, your stomach is growling and all of this other stuff, but it's like, no, I'll be okay. And how do we know we'll be okay? Jesus Christ, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. No food or water. And he was perfectly fine. It's like Jesus set out the example for us. And so that's a way. And the Bible also says that man can't live off bread alone. And so, yeah, fasting, it gives you power in the spirit. And to be honest, y'all, I have to be vulnerable. I'm really weak in the flesh. And I can't overcome certain things without the spirit of God. And I'm realizing that. And that's why I be fasting, though. That's why I'm like made it my business to, it's time to go up a little bit. Because like the Bible says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Don't ever think for one second you have control over it. Like, you don't have control. You need God to help you. And so that's one thing that I've been doing, and it's one thing I've been trying to amp up, because I'm incapable of doing the thing. Like, this brings me to my next point. Like, I want to do the thing. My intention is to live out my life according to God's will. That's my intention. But if I'm not putting my attention to fasting, then how am I going to do the things that God is calling me to do if I'm not seeking his help, if I'm not fasting, if I'm not trying to remain, if I'm not trying to live a life of repentance and, you know, just really submit myself to the Lord? In the Bible, there was a scripture that's is somewhere. Someone was honored because, I think it wasn't Mary? I know it's in the New Testament. Let's just try to find it real quick. Because the reason I say intention and attention is because my friend sent me a sermon that his dad preached. And he preached about that very same thing that I'm talking about. Intention. Like, you have the intention to do something, but your attention is elsewhere. And he was saying how your intention is to live for God and trust God and seek the kingdom first, but your attention is on, like, what did he say? He used different examples. I think like Netflix or social media. But what was I getting ready to say? It was something about fasting. It's definitely in Luke. I think it's in Luke chapter 1. But I want to be for sure about fasting. It must be in Luke 1. Somebody was either remembered or like, Luke chapter 2, verse 37. And it says, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. So fasting is also just a way to serve God. It's a way to serve God. Prayer is a way to serve God. Like when you fast, you're serving God. She served God. How did she serve God? By fasting and praying. That's good, y'all. That's good. And so, yeah, that brings me to my next point about intent and attention. And Pastor Wenzel was saying how your intent could be to seek first the kingdom, but your attention is elsewhere. So it would be hard to do those things. It's like you have to put the attention with it. Like your attention has to be lined up with your intention. And that was a good word. That definitely blessed me. And it made me want to like get back to the basics. Get back to the basics of when I first gave my life to Christ 6 months ago. And I was seeking him in a place of almost desperation. I was seeking him to a point, I still do it to this day, but it's not the same as when I first got saved or first got filled with the Holy Spirit. And so it's like, get back to the basics of just telling God, like, no, I need you, God. Like, yes, I'm doing these things. Yes, I have this podcast. Yes, I'm sharing my testimonies, but I just felt led to just get back to the basics. And one thing that I started back doing was journaling. I have a journal that I just write prayers and talks with that I write to God and just prayers. And I got back to that, and that made me feel, it made me feel a little bit better. Just to take that time for no noise, no watching, no sermons, no music, no podcasts, just me and God in my journal, and the Holy Spirit, of course. And just writing out to God my true feelings and how I just desperately need him. I really do, y'all. Like, I desperately need the Lord. We all do. We all need God. We all need God because it's not easy. But we have a God who is undefeated. We serve a big God. We serve a God that nothing is impossible with the God we serve. Like, we think we need money. That's like a small thing for God to do, to send some money your way. Seriously, he can have somebody show up to your door with $1 million. So you have to understand, it's not about just the money. It's something that God wants us to, he wants us to need him. Like, he wants us to trust him. He wants to make our faith strong, because he know there's going to come a time where we need to have faith in him, and we need to not bow down to things that are not of him. And so I just thank him. I thank the Lord for his mercy and his kindness of just, you know, letting me know that, like, no, this is a season where I need to build your faith. I need to build your character. And yeah, that was a good word. And, all right, let's get into some. We only had 19 minutes. Wow, that's really good. Let's get into some prophecy though. We're gonna go. I have this title or subtitle: God has not come to bring peace. God has not come to bring peace. I have Luke 12 on here. Let's see why I have Luke 12 on here. I think that's the verse about when God said, I have not come to bring peace. I'm so proud of myself. Why? Because it's only 19 minutes. I've been flowing today. I'm flowing today. Thank you. Because usually I'll be long-winded. Luke 12. Come on, why is Luke 12 in here? I usually have it highlighted too. Maybe it's not Luke 12. All right, let's look. Let's try my phone. Let's try my phone. And today is actually Sunday. I usually record on Saturday, but I spent time with family yesterday a little bit late. And so once they left my house, I kind of was a little bit tired. And again, y'all, I didn't want to get on here like, yeah, so I've been working on my book. I didn't want to get on here like that. I learned my lesson after I did that episode where I came from the fair. I went back and edited that one and was like, oh, no, we're not doing that no more. Let me see. Luke 12. Luke 12. It got to be highlighted somewhere. Oh. Yes, I found it. All right, let's highlight it in my book, though, so I can have it in both. I highlighted it on my Bible app. It's Luke. Let's go to Luke 12, verse 51 through 53. And this is... God did not come to bring peace. 51 to 53. And this is not to say God will give you peace in all of this chaos. But don't think that he come to bring the peace, though. But you'll find peace. So it's not contradicting the fact that he said he'll give you peace. But it's like, just know that God didn't come to bring no peace. That's what he said. Somebody tell me if I'm messing it up, somebody let me know. Okay, so Luke 12, 51 through 53. It says, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother. And so that really makes me think, though. God is saying he's not coming to bring peace. Why would God be coming to bring division? Why would he be coming to do that? Why would he be coming to do that? I don't know, but he said it. But I'm pretty sure this week, throughout this week, he'll give me revelation. Because that's just a question that I have, though, right now. I'm like, why? Why, though? Let's see. I feel like he's saying, like, there'll be a lot of people who will be divided. Like, when Jesus comes, it's like, it'll be some people who serving him and some people who, it's kind of like pick your battles. And everyone is not going to serve God, whether that be in your family or in your church or in your friend group. Like, when God comes, it's going to bring division because it's going to separate the real from the fake. Because when God comes and shines that light, it's going to separate the real from the fake. I just got that revelation just now. But that could be why. And then the other scripture I had wrote down was from Jeremiah 26. Because when I read prophecy, it made me second guess about this podcast. Because I'm like, I never want to get on here and be tickling nobody's ears or telling people what they want to hear. No, I want to tell y'all the Lord says stop having sex outside of marriage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of stuff I want to be bold about. Because I know people, like, stop sinning. Like, get unforgiveness out of your heart. Stop gossiping. Like, Like, stop all the things that are not from the fruit of the Spirit. Like, cut it out. Turn from your evil ways. Like, I'd be asking God to make help me be bold in that way. Because I never want to get to a point where I'm saying things to make people feel good. No, I want to tell people the truth. Because I would want somebody to tell me the truth. Don't sugarcoat nothing with me. I'm past that. Like, I'm past that. Delivered from the spirit of offense. No, tell me the truth. And so, that's why I love prophecy. Because, look, he's telling us. And so, let's just read a few scriptures from verse 26 and 28. We're not going to read the whole thing. Because, again, I don't want this to be too long. We only at 25 minutes, so that's a good starting point. So, it says, let's start at 26, verse 2. Let's start at verse 2. And it says, thus said the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house. All the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word. If so be, they will hearken and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I propose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. So, of Judah came this word from the Lord saying, so this is prophecy. And so basically what the Lord is saying is that if the prophet speaks everything that God tells him to speak and he doesn't diminish a word, he will repent and he will turn away from the evil that he has proposed to do unto them. So God is going to send evil. But if the prophet says all of the things that God has commanded him to say without like mixing up anything, then the people are going to turn from their evil ways. And then that's when God can, take back the judgment that he has planned already. And verse 4 says, and thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord, if ye will not hearken to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And so Jeremiah is telling them all of this, right? And are they receiving it? No. Because verse 10 says, when the princes of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house unto the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes and all into all the people, saying, this man is worthy to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as he have heard with your ears. So they want to kill him. They saying, this man worthy to die. This man is worthy to die. And this is the other... what's the other thing? Verse 20... verse 28... I have highlighted chapter 28, verse 9, Jeremiah 28:9 says, the prophet which prophesy of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord has truly sent him. So this was Hananiah's false prophecy. And he was basically saying the Lord sent him, but the Lord really didn't send him. And so the Lord told Jeremiah to tell Hananiah that he will cast him off from the face of the earth this year. He shall die because he has taught rebellion against the Lord, and the prophet died. So that just is like, false prophecy is nothing to play with. Like, God has not come to bring peace, as he said in his word. Now, that doesn't mean that God won't give his people peace, but he's not coming to bring peace, though. Like, there will be... what word can I use? Because in chapter 26, verse 3, he says, which I propose to do unto them. He says, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil. So he's saying he will repent of the evil that he wants to do because of the wicked people's evil ways. So it's like if they repent from their evil ways, he won't do the evil that he was going to do. So it's not like he's coming to bring some type of like kumbaya. But his people, though, will have peace because, like he said, 1,000 will fall at your right side, but you shall not, the something shall not touch you. So it's like you'll see it, but you have to know that this is the judgment of the Lord, if that makes sense. And so we even me, I still have to get better with just knowing the character of God and recognizing his judgment, especially when it comes to the world and how the world is just ignoring God and not giving him his credit. Like, no, there's going to be judgment for that. So I'm just trying to make sure that, first of all, that I stay in the presence of God and just be aware of the things that he does as judgment. And he'll give you peace in that, but he's not coming to bring peace. No, he's coming to do the evil for the evildoers if they don't repent. And so, yeah, I just think that's important. That's important that, like, especially when you hear people prophesying to the world or to the people, if it doesn't line up with what the Bible is saying, it can't be true. It's false prophecy. So that I just have to do a better job with staying in the word so I can make sure that I'm giving y'all what God is saying. That's why I read the Bible and I go through the Bible. Because I would never want to get on here and be about to lose my life because I'm telling people. What did Hananiah say to them? He said, what did he say to them? I think he 28:2 says, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years, I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house. The Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all captives of Judah that went into Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. So that was a false prophet. So yeah, just know judgment comes from the Lord. When y'all see things happen, not everything, but you just have to have some type of discernment when you see, like I feel like, no lie, I feel like 2020, when we had that whole shutdown, I feel like that was judgment. I feel like that was God's way of saying, like, I can stop all of this stuff y'all doing. Like, I could put all this stuff to a rest. And when I start reading the Bible, because I wasn't reading the Bible in 2020, but once I start reading about famine he sends on the land and different kind of stuff, I'm like, wait. 2020 wasn't just no coincidence. No. That was judgment. And the world try to make it seem like they have so much control over things. So I definitely feel like he is about to, it's about to be something. I don't know exactly what it is, but I would just advise for everyone to stay close to the Lord, stay in your word, stay near to God, and to just make sure that you're on right standards with him. Make sure you're doing everything. Make sure you're praying on other people's behalf, living a life of repentance, turning away from your evil ways, and serve our God. Serve our God. Prayer and fasting. That's the way you can serve him. Prayer and fasting. Give him your life. Give up your desire, give up your will, and get in God's will. It's so much better. It's so the reward is not. Sometimes the reward is not physical though. It's just peace. It's a new heart. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new mind. It is so. Yeah, I'm happy this video wasn't too long. And yeah, I'm praying for you guys. Remember to please keep me in prayer. I need all the prayer I can get. And yeah, just make sure you spend time with the Lord this week. Spend time with the Lord this week, every day, really. And really seek after the kingdom first, and let everything else be added into you. Let the Lord do those things in your life which he wants to do. And with that being said, I will be back next weekend. Same time, same place, if God says the same. I also, throughout this week, I'll be posting on my other YouTube video. I mean, my other YouTube channel probably every week. I mean, every day, honestly, because I always have something to say. And so, yeah. That's all I got. That's all I got. So, again, seek God for yourself. Get in your word. Intimate relationship with God. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to be in your life. And, yeah, see you guys next week, if it's God willing.